Subset B under reports is first reading of ordinance 2019-09. This is Title VI. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. As noted, this is first reading for modest revisions to Title VI. I pointed out in the council report, and you may recall from previous discussion of this matter, that the city had done some revision to Title VI a year ago. Well, not quite 12 months ago. And in the course of that, it was considered that there would be additional minor updates sometime during 2019. That's the point that we're at. So at this time, the language has been provided. Language of the change for first reading has been provided, of course, to legal and finance, also the council members. I'd note that it's also been some special review work done by council person Martinson in regard to this. The list that there are, first of all, in section 60201, there's a change to provide that cemetery funds will be used both for expansion of cemetery facilities and land, as well as maintenance of the same current site. Sections. Now, as I go through these, council members, if any of you have a question on the one that I'm referring to, please stop me so I can respond to that. 60202, revised to make it clear that whether it's a permit to bury someone or a permit to open a grave, it has to be done consistent with state law and city ordinance. 60203, this change is, again, comparatively minor. It indicates that funds from the cemetery will be invested in a manner similar with all other city funds, not on any separate practice, but it'll follow that same policy. 60206, revised to provide that either an owner or an heir may be contacted by city staff regarding a buyback of an unused burial plot. And I would note that in speaking with Faye, and she'll clarify for me on this, but there's no record that she's aware of in her office that indicates there's been any non-voluntary buyback of any burial lot in 15 or 20 years as far, that she's gone back and is aware of. So that's where we're at. And I would note also that, as you'll see in that subsection, the vast bulk of that entire subsection is unchanged. So the concept's been there for a number of years. Turning then to subsection 60301 and 60302 were combined because they expressed very similar ideas, and it seemed like a simpler way to address it. And then you'll note that as a result of that, of course, the remainder of 603 gets renumbered because of that change of the one of the initial subsections. 60308 is also the modest change. There is to say that no longer will the city in its ordinance say that a burial lot will be or a burial lot would be repossessed for non-payment and the remains removed. It's not going to happen. And then lastly, 60401 shows the revision to indicate specific times when the for the opening hours of the cemetery. As you'll see in comparing the old language, one said summer hours and the other said winter hours, but didn't specify when those changes would occur. This just makes it a little easier to understand when it's going to be open and when it won't be. So with that, I'd be glad to respond to any council questions.
I'd really like to thank you for all the work you've done on this. There's a couple typos on this.
Oh, no.
On Title VI, page 5, when it's got the sections there, it really should read on the 6.0305, supervision by Public Works Department and not Cemetery Sexton.
Understood.
Which actually, I think the last thing I got from you, it actually had been changed, but for some reason this got back in there. And then we've got on page...
Excuse me, that was in 60305. It should read supervision of Public Works Department, correct?
Right, exactly.
Okay. Because I think I'm
oh, really?
What you're
I got
saying.
One that
I got,
where
mine doesn't say it.
Mine says in the body it says it, but in the section.
Yeah, in the body it says it. But actually, in the sections listed,
I'm understanding. So it's in the chapter section. Index.
Yes,
that's where it wasn't taken care of. And then there was one other thing, and this is on Title 6, page 7, on the 6.03.11. And as you read there, it's no person shall scatter cremated remains within the cemetery. And then it should say any cremated remains. I've got created remains there instead of cremated.
Well, and thank you for that. I would ask that if there is a motion to approve first reading, that motion would include those two corrections identified by Councilperson Martinson. That's fine.
O311.
Yeah.
Second sentence.
Yeah, I've got on our copies. We've got created instead of cremated for some reason.
Yeah, you do
go right over it.
Oh, I've read this pretty meticulously.
So I have a question. Really, it's relating more to content. Just for clarification, in chapter 6.3.9, it talks about the coroner, and Meade County no longer has the coroner. The sheriff does it. So I don't know if that needs to be changed or if, I mean,
I think the sheriff acts.
Right. Is
okay. So in Rhea's mind, no, it doesn't need to be changed, and I agree.
Okay. I was just wondering, you know, just for clarification purposes. And
I'll make
then,
it a point to check. If it's approved at first reading, I'll make it a point to provide that information.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look under B, the very last six words say, or by the coroner or his lawful agents. So I think that would probably cover it.
What was that, Terry? Can you clarify that?
I think if you read under there, Bonnie, if you read A, it explains that. I mean, I don't think that the sheriff can order that without proper court order. Well,
he does, yes. So whether or not that needs, I don't know if we need further
Mr. Mayor,
clarification or not.
To assist council members, it would seem to me that this, at least so far as this language has been discussed, this is something that could be clarified in a second reading if that were the council's desire, and it would not be barred as a substantial change. Again, and that is if there's otherwise a desire to pass it at first reading.
I think the desire is probably to go and pass this, but at the same time, yes, it would be good for you to go and look at that just to make sure that's on the up and up, plus making the few little changes that I mentioned.
Is there a motion in that breath?
I would go ahead and move to approve the first reading of this with the change of Public Works Department in one spot and the cremated instead of created, and then also just to go and have Greg take a look at the specifics on coroner on this.
We got a motion by Dave to approve with some slight adjustments. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
A second by Terry. Any last discussion on first reading of Title 6? Ron, you're moving to the microphone. No. What do you have, Bonnie?
I guess I'm not sure what you would like to look at, Bonnie, and we've had this ahead of time, am I correct, to the public, so the public's had a chance to look at all of this. And I guess if somebody wants to make a specific comment about something within the body, you're certainly welcome to do that. Go ahead and come on up and comment on what you would like to then.
As you read through this document, we've offered definitions for disinterment and interment, and I think the document begs also for a definition of abandoned lot and perpetual care, what constitutes perpetual care, because that term is used specifically and broadly at different places in the document. 60204, the section label is procedure for the sale of cemetery lots, and when you get down to that section, the title changes. It's procedure of the sale of cemetery lots. Those have to be consistent within the document.
That certainly should be changed right there.
When you get to 60202 and it talks about administration, it clearly lays out that the city manager appoints a cemetery manager who will be in charge of the sale of lots, the receipt and disposition of fees, money gifts, deposits, the issuance of control over all cemetery funds and the issuance of certificates of purchase and burial removal permits. I'm not sure what those titles are actually on the permits, but we've defined interment and disinterment, and I don't know what the actual permit reads, but this wording needs to be consistent with whatever permit you fill out. I wasn't able to find that quickly enough. But then we get to 60203, fiscal management, and the fiscal management goes to the city finance officer, which is a total contradiction to what was given to the cemetery manager in A. So I think that needs to be looked at a little bit closer. All monies received for perpetual care, and actually previously it was referred to perpetual care and expansion, perpetual care and expansion. So again, I think we have to look at how that's referred to as to what's allowed and what's supposed to happen there. There's an S missing off of all the rights and responsibilities on the next to the last line of 60204. And then in the second line of that, it refers to this by paying the required fees to the city office. Well, what city office is that? Is it the finance office, which was referred to before, which actually was given to the city manager previously? But city office in and of itself isn't adequate there. No burial shall be permitted. Perpetual care needs to be capitalized. It's been capitalized consistently throughout the document. And
excuse
again,
me, Mr.
in
Mayor.
Purchase to agree.
I think that our city attorney would like to interject something here right now.
I'm just trying to follow the corrections. Yeah. And are we still in 60204, or have we moved on?
How about we go over them on paper? I can show you what I've got.
I'm sorry, Ms. Albers. I just want to confirm this with the council as far as what subsection that we're hearing comments on.
That was 05, actually.
I didn't get to 05 yet.
04, rights and responsibilities. Yep.
And then you get down to the next to the last line in 05. Any purchaser of any lot does by his or her purchase agree that no transfer shall be made to any other person without the approval of city finance officer. Well, again, that was in the domain of the cemetery manager.
Which I think could be one and the same.
They might be,
Without it?
If they are, in fact. But, I mean, Faye's already told me how busy she is in making copies and things. I don't know that she's up for taking on all of this.
They've been doing it in the city finance office.
And if, in fact, it's the city finance officer, then why are we even designating a cemetery manager and specifically giving them those duties?
In case those duties get changed. So in order to, if those responsibilities are sometimes shifted from the finance office, in order not to rewrite the whole ordinance, in order to do that is why there's a designee by the city manager. Current operations and procedures are, yes, the city finance office is where this is all done. But in the ordinance, and if to have it as a designee, that would allow it to have Daniel change that if those duties are shifted from one office to another. So I think that was the intent there. And when we originally changed it was changed from Parks Department Supervisor, and that's when we put the designee in there.
Correct. And also when you read through the document, the actual cemetery manager might be in finance or may not be. In addition to that, even if the cemetery manager is not part of the city finance office, say it's in Public Works, for example, Public Works may be the ones that actually receive the funds, but at the end of the day, those funds are deposited with the city finance office, and so the city finance office still is the one who actually holds those that revenue, just like they hold the revenue from everything, from fire to ambulance to liquor. That office holds all of it. So even if that office is not the cemetery manager's office, that's still going to be an office that holds that. In addition, official records by state statute have to be held at the city finance office. So official records, even if the purchase and sale of cemetery lots and coordination of the cemetery function is through another department, the actual official records have to be maintained at the city finance office. So sometimes there is specific language in here talking about the city finance officer or the city finance office, but that's because that's where that function has to be done. In other instances, it says cemetery manager because that may or may not be the city finance office. That might be Public Works, or in the future, maybe it's just, I don't know, the cemetery department. But as the mayor pointed out, the idea is that as we grow and evolve, some of those roles might change occasionally, and to ensure that we don't have to rewrite the entire ordinance, that's why it's left a little broad so that we can make changes.
Dan, I do get that, and it always makes good sense when you explain it. And it's the sense, I mean, I don't need your explanation for the sense this time, but I have read the whole document, and that is not implied. And if that is the case, that these duties may be distributed, redistributed, or separated out, there needs to be some place in here that says that's okay. There isn't any place in here that says that's okay.
I think the goal of that was stating by city manager or designee. That way, those roles can be changed occasionally, and it's not that it's changed monthly or anything else, but perhaps in 2 years that function might be changed to another department.
And where are you looking at as designee, and which part is that you're thinking of?
Under 60202A.
The administration.
Yeah.
So would it make sense to, under the, you know, where it says A, city manager, if you were to write the city manager may appoint a cemetery manager who can also be another city employee? Can you do that?
Mr. Mayor, I guess what I'd like to share with council is that this ordinance, of course, is in the context of state law. And state law already indicates that in a city manager form of government, those employees other than the city finance officer and as council knows, the city attorney, are all under the general supervision of the city manager. So when you read this section, it's important that the reading of this section, of this portion of Title VI, be kept in the context of the general authority of a city manager form of government, which the residents of the city have, you know, have approved.
To respond,
please, Ms. Albers, to respond more directly to you, Ms. Zerbst, yes, it can be written that way if that's how the council would decide they would like to have it modified. I'd be happy to revise as you would like it to be done.
I would think that doesn't need to be any revision on that, and I think everyone here really has a pretty good understanding of that, though I understand the fact that Bonnie does not agree with that. But Bonnie is one individual in the city of Sturgis, and actually we really appreciate any effort that she makes to go and have input on these things, but that doesn't mean that everything that she says will necessarily be adopted by the council.
And I would be the first one to say that myself, but I understand in the context of state law, I understand that this is a document for the city. Our documents should be self-explanatory. It should not. We should not need a lawyer to tell us what we're supposed to do. When we look up an ordinance that is governing us and our activities in our town, we as citizens should not need a lawyer to explain it to us. If it's in the context, then it should say in the context. We also have been inconsistent throughout the document. Sometimes we say his, her. Halfway through the document, I guess only guys die, because it all turned to his. There are some typos throughout. There's one there to reclaim said property. I don't know what that marking is. I can't tell what it is. It's so committed to the city manager, to the city finance officer, that it really has to I think you really have to clarify that split. If you're going to have a city manager, that there's a sharing of duties or peeling off of duties. Because from this point on, the city manager virtually does not exist. And the his, her comes up again and again. And in F, you have F of 60208. You have F, any other records which the city finance officer shall deem important or necessary. And you've already said in the line before, which the city finance officer deems important. So it doesn't seem necessary to say that again. We've got some inconsistent formatting in the 6.03. That list of sections is not consistently formatted the way the other ones were with capitals and stuff. We've already defined interment and disinterment as the digging up of any body, so to say the interment or disinterment of any body is redundant. The city, there I see the one in 03-02, Dan, where it says from the city manager, a designee of the city. But isn't that a designee of the city manager? The city in general doesn't designate.
Actually, you know, Bonnie has had quite a bit of time for input here, and there's more than one member of the community here, and it looks like someone else would like to speak.
Bernie, you snuck up on us here.
Yeah. On this number 11, Bernadette Usera, number 11, this is reports. This means that the staff gives reports on what has been going on.
You're talking specifically on the agenda itself.
On the agenda itself, it says reports. Then it goes down to 12, other matters that may come before the council. That's when we can come forward to the table, and if we have questions, bring them up, be specific, and we have 3 minutes at the table. I strongly suggest that from now on, we abide by that. That's all I have to say.
I very much appreciate your input on this.
This is not another matter to be brought before the council. We are looking at the approving a first reading, and I've seen this happen before, that we go into the first reading, and then come second reading, all the same stuff gets washed on through. And
Bonnie,
again,
I
have to say, just a minute, again, I have to say, I don't understand why we are willing to do things less than well, make ourselves look foolish.
I think that we're not looking foolish here as a council. I think that's your own personal opinion, and I would like to go ahead and move to approve the first reading.
We got a first and a second. Yeah, we got a first and a second.
This is the time on the agenda.
No, no, it's not.
For discussion. Mark asked parliamentary procedure.
Without it,
Mark asked for input from.
Without a doubt. But this is where we talk, but let's keep focused here. We got a first and a second. We've had some other input. Any other discussion?
I would say this, that if there's some things that Greg caught, the body mentioned, that makes sense, and we can look at that at Legal and Finance next Wednesday, we would certainly include that. And I should also mention the fact that I know that there was some discussion that we do not change anything. Well, I think that's not true whatsoever, because this has been changed somewhat and tweaked by Greg since it was presented 2 weeks ago. And it's a better document now than what it was at that time. And when we were talking about Title III here not too long ago,
don't get on that beer, Dave.
Okay, I'll get off that. You're right. Thanks for reeling me in on that particular thing.
I'd just like to make one general comment. Just for everyone's understanding, these ordinances have been created and passed by previous councils, and what we're doing right now is tweaking it. And if we approve the tweaks, they only get better.
I'll complicate matters more.
And also, I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right. I think there's a definite precedent set in law throughout the United States that both verify the fact that some court cases are decided on punctuation, and then there's plain law that flips it 180 degrees over that states punctuation should not influence any court cases. So pretty much everything's covered. Either way is right, neither way is wrong. But there is a precedent set both ways, where as specific to punctuation versus there are precedents set where punctuation should not influence what a law states. So it doesn't make the water any clearer at all. Go ahead, Becca.
Yeah, thank you. I would just like to state that as a reminder, you know, we need to, when you pass the first reading, there cannot be significant changes.
Substantive.
Going into the
substantive changes
reading.
Cannot happen.
So I my opinion is I do not see a problem with us sitting here and taking a few minutes to discuss some changes before the first reading is passed. And I think that our citizens of this town have every right to come up and point some matters out. That is their prerogative. We are here to serve them. If they have the floor, they have the floor. Because I think that some of this bears public discussion, and while I appreciate the work that Legal and Finance does, I think it is perfectly fine, and it is the right thing to do for us to sit here and take the 15 minutes or whatever we have been doing, whatever time length we've been discussing this. And so that's all I have to say.
Any other discussion? We keep this up, we all might be in the cemetery.
Hopefully the ordinance would be right.
I mean, yes. Come on up.
For application for permit for internment, the city shall not select or notify the contractor, but will provide the limits of the lot and provide final grading and seating. Okay, the limits of the lot, they're telling the contractor where to dig. But then is it the city that finishes the grading and seeds it?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
The final step.
Okay.
The contractor does the majority of the work.
Okay. And there's just one thing on the funeral director and requiring that there be a funeral director, but using charged in that manner is an archaic definition of it. And it looks like the funeral's in charge of the director instead of the funeral director being in charge of the funeral.
That out, Bonnie?
Pardon?
Where's that at?
I didn't.
15.
It's at the end.
Yep.
Page
6-8.
Yep. Title
6-8.
Page what? Title 6-8. 603-15.
Funerals in charge of licensed funeral directors is the title.
Right. And while in the church-oriented sense, you have a mission charge, that's an accurate usage, but that is an outdated usage of charge, and it really looks like the funeral is going to boss the director around. There are better ways to say that.
Greg, you've been keeping up here with...
Doing the best I can. I will go check the recording that Faye will have of this as well.
Bonnie, are you willing to share your document with Greg? That would be great. Thank you.
I guess I would like input on... Is any of the changes that have been discussed recently here, are any of those substantive in your mind, Greg?
I do not believe so, no.
I would agree with that, but your opinion counts a lot more than mine in this case. We have a first and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? Well, I'll call the question, and all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
That motion carries 7-2 for first reading. Subset C.